What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning. You alright? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, fighting fit, ready for the day ahead, I hope, I trust. It has just clocked 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on Wednesday, the 11th of February, in the year of our Lord, 2026. You are watching The Bow Show. You are the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers. Thank you for joining me. Without you, it's not a thing. I'm joined by my producer, Little Harry. How are you this morning, good sir?
Morning. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Good. Okay, we'll jump straight into it, as always. No more ado. It's a bit less wall-to-wall Starmer and Mandelson this morning because he sort of, Starmer survived on Monday. That was sort of the crunch moment, early Monday evening. If he was going to go imminently, you know, within a day or hours, it would have been then. So that's over for now. So there's still a bit of West Streeting coup d'etat stuff and a little bit of like the Epstein fallout still and everything, but mainstream media, at least the print media, Fleet Street has decided they're going to move on to sort of talking about other things. There's a couple of kind of horrible, like, violent stories today, so buckle up. All right, let's get into it. What is the world talking about on this bright early morn? Terror probe into stabbing and Streeting still intent. Okay, the Tory graph says, oh, there's a picture of a skier, this dude. He gave an interview and said he cheated on his girlfriend in that interview. Wasn't asked about that, obviously. Why would the interviewer ask about that? He just offered that information. Bit odd, isn't it? Maybe it's cathartic for him. All right. Terror probe into school stabbing. Two pupils remain in hospital after American-style attack in North London. I'm not really sure what's American-style about it. It's more Muslim-style, actually, if you hear about some of the details. Well, okay, let's just get into that one, what it is. Some 13-year-old kid, this is in North London, right? This is in Brent. In northwest London, some 13-year-old kid who didn't go to that school walked into a school yesterday at like lunchtime, like 12:30 or something. Walked into a school with a knife, concealed, you would have thought. Walked into a school, walked into a classroom, stabbed another 13-year-old kid, who, as of this moment, the papers are saying he's not dead, but he's in some sort of terribly critical condition, but isn't actually dead at this moment of recording. And then stabbed another 12-year-old kid who's in a similar condition, and then fled and was on the run for like an hour until the police found him nearby. He was shouting Allahu Akbar whilst doing it. There you go. So that happened. Brilliant. And so the anti-terror police are involved. They're the ones investigating it because he was shouting Allahu Akbar. Okay, that's most of the details of that story. There's not a great deal more of detail about it at this point. And you can only expect that the corporate legacy mainstream media will bury it pretty quickly. Probably won't want to talk about it for many days or hardly ever again. If and when that kid is actually convicted, maybe there'll be a little headline somewhere far down. School attacker in Brent sentenced to 8 years, or whatever it is, you know. Like they bury this stuff, but there you go, that happened. Tesco boss warns Starmer over worklessness. Okay. Yeah, unemployment. It's funny, I was saying this the other day on State of Politics. my other channel with Mr. H Reviews, about, check that out by the way, State of Politics, or History Bro, my other history channel. I don't plug it enough. I've got my own history theme channel, History Bro, check it out. Anyway, or Epochs of the Lotus Eaters Behind the Paywall, episode 250 this Sunday. People used to talk about unemployment a lot more. Used to talk about the size of classrooms, or the number of pupils per classroom. Used to talk about those two things quite a lot. They were a data point for politics, for politicians to argue about all the time. Not so much anymore, I really do. Don't really hear about often the unemployment rate and how many millions of people don't work in this country, how classroom sizes have skyrocketed. Don't hear about any of that very often. It's certainly not top of the agenda to be sort of talking and arguing about in the political sphere. I wonder why that is. Because it's at odds, isn't it, with the globalist program of flooding us with millions, literally millions of new people year after year after year. Just got to put up with giant class sizes now, and every kid's education suffers. Just got to put up with millions and millions of people unemployed. Millions. Mad, isn't it, the globalist agenda to flood us with millions of new people? What a mad thing that is. Destroying our country, everything from wages to NHS waiting lists, class sizes, absolutely everything. Ruined. Why? So the Runnymede Trust and Hope Not Hate can gloat about how many brown people there are. It must be mad, literally mad. PM saw proof of Epstein friendship. Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm glad I left Galton, says Green candidate. That Green candidate. Just have you seen that Green candidate in that Galton, that Manchester by-election coming up? Like your classic sort of middle-class champagne socialist type. Weak as piss. Sorry, shouldn't use even mild swear words on Breakfast with Beau. Apologies if there's any kiddywinks in the room. I don't know, mild swear words, they're funny, aren't they? Like, damn, it's damn too bad. Shouldn't say the S word, certainly, should I? The P word I just used, that's borderline, isn't it? All right. Europe can't rely on US, says ex-army boss. All right, yeah, America doesn't want to defend Europe particularly anymore. They'll pay for it. All right, the little blurb here under the Telegraph, because it just gives you a fair overview, it says, terror probe into school stabbing is the headline in the Daily Telegraph. Following an attack on two boys aged 12 and 13 in North London, the two pupils remain in hospital. A 13-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, the paper writes. A picture of teary-eyed Norwegian Olympic athlete Sturla Holm Lagreed also makes the front page in the Olympic cheating scandal you didn't expect. Lagreed told press he had cheated on his girlfriend after winning a bronze medal in, quote, one of the most unusual interviews in Olympic history. Yeah, so it's a bit more of a slower news day, you can gather from that, but only a bit. All right, the Times, the venerable Times, a picture of the actress that's in that film, Hamnet. I've got no real intention of going to see Hamnet, I don't think. Mandelson investigation will go back to Blair era. Right, quarter century of Epstein records searched. Yeah, so here's the thing. There's actually, I think next week, they're going to release, I think it's Channel 4, are going to release a mini-series all about Blair, with interviews with Blair and Sherry and loads of other world leaders and Alistair Campbell and all sorts of people. A deep dive into Blair's life and career. But the Epstein probe, or the Mandelson probe rather, sorry, the Mandelson probe, is going to have to go back that far, i.e. to the beginning, really. Mandelson's been there since 1997. He's literally standing next to Blair on the night of the great historic landslide 1997 Labour win. Obviously, he's been there long before 1997, right? He's there since, he's one of Blair's men. Blair got in what I think as leader of Labour in opposition in, I think, 1994, was it, when that John Smith died? So 1994. So anyway, you know, there's pictures of Mandelson in the 80s with Kinnock. Manderson has been around a long, 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 long time. He's sort of at the heart. He was at the heart of New Labour. He's been at the heart of Labour for 40 years or whatever. So, yeah, it'll be good, an investigation into the whole thing. I'd like that. I'd like to see that. All the dirty laundry come out. Why not? Why not? Let's see that. Okay. Terror police called in after stabbing of boys at school. Probably won't mention Islam. The Guardian. The Guardian. All right. Streeting still intent on deposing PM despite United Front, say allies. Starmer's fragile grip on power expected to face challenge within weeks. So this is a story coming out, sort of the rumour, more like the scuttlebutt. It really is just like rumour, that Wes Streeting still intends to, if and when the time comes, or rather when the time comes, Streeting's going to throw his hat into the ring, maybe be the first person to wield the knife, so to speak. Sorry, just got a little bit of thing that's bugging me. Ugh, that's bugging me. Right, sorry. Anyone just listen to this, I had a tiny little white dot on my blazer. But I can see myself. I've got two big screens. If anyone doesn't know the setup here, I've got two massive screens in front of me. One is the papers that we both see at the same time. And the other one is the picture of me. So I can sort of see myself in the mirror effectively. And then I've got three different cameras, so... All right. Just to let you know. Okay, so... I got... Streeting... says he'll still go for it. He'll still go for it. I mean, this time was on Monday, really. I mean, he'll have another shot, right? Depending if Starmer removes him. I mean, even if Starmer removes him from Cabinet, he's not going to sort of, I wouldn't have thought, strip him of his, a bit like being an MP, remove the whip from him and throw him out of the party. I don't even think he can, even if he wanted to. So Streeting's not going anywhere, put it that way. That's what I'm trying to say with that. But there is that question, isn't there, of why is he still in Cabinet? If Starmer was any sort of leader, he would remove Streeting from Cabinet. That's just sort of normal. If you know someone is, if you're the leader, and you know someone's plotting against you, it's sort of basically out in the open. And Number 10 and Starmer's team certainly do know, because they were sort of briefing about it on Monday. They were counter-signaling, counter-briefing the press about Streeting, talking trash behind his back, essentially, on Monday. So they definitely know. There's no way they don't know. So if he was any sort of leader, you would... It would just be par for the course. It's sort of a no-brainer kind of thing. Why would you want a Judas in your midst? It's kind of as simple as that. Well, Starmer's so weak as a leader, not just him personally, although he is obviously a weak leader and a weak man, but his actual position as leader politically is so weak that he's obviously made a decision. He can't sack Streeting because that would just be one more blow to his government. So, I mean, that does suggest that it's a terribly, terribly weak government, a terribly, terribly weak position for Starmer to be in, that even someone that's trying to stab you in the back, you can't distance yourself from them politically. Kind of odd. It's either odd or Starmer is cooked, really, really cooked. But he was putting a brave face on it yesterday. We'll get to that in a bit. MPs approve offshore centres for migrants. MEPs, that's for Europe. Again, it's red meat. It's like pretending they're doing something about it, isn't it? It's very much that. Like the Rwanda-style programme, or just the Home Secretary saying, we're going to deport loads more people, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and then none of it ever happens. It gets defeated in court, and then they go, oh, well, we tried. Oh, well, it's 2 years later now, though, and there's millions more here. That sort of thing, isn't it? The Europeans are going to make offshore centres for migrants. Yeah, all right. Believe it when I see it. And it's probably one of those things, it's like they put like 500 people in there. Like the Skibidi Stockholm Syndrome boat. Offshore prison Hulk. It like holds a few hundred people. Yeah, we've got millions of people here we need to get rid of. And your solution is a boat that holds like 400, 500 people or something. This is... Yeah, congratulating yourself that you deported 10,000 people. Yeah, we've got millions. All right. Boy 13 arrested after double school stabbing. No real mention of who he is, what type of person he is, but... The Financial Times. Death toll rise as Russian losses slow advance. So obviously a story about Russia, Ukraine there. Yeah, an interesting picture of a big artillery piece. Looks like mechanised mobile artillery piece there. Yeah, the war, that war in Russia and Ukraine, in the Ukraine. It's crazily bloody. Because it's not in our news all the time. You'd have to sort of seek out in-depth documentaries to find out exactly what goes on, how it goes on. Remarkably bloody, like a proper, almost like an old school war. Often the drone side of it, the drone warfare in it, gets the headlines quite often because there's like a bit of footage of a suicide drone or something. But from what I know, from what I've read, which is a fair bit, it's actually quite often artillery. It's like a bit of an artillery war. Artillery batteries and counter-battery fire. Just exchanging artillery shells loads with each other and in trenches and things. So not mass bayonet charges. It's not 1915, but... artillery is a frightful thing. All accounts from war, modern war, of course. It's that artillery is such a terrifying thing. It sort of... It's like literally falls out of the sky... And it's just potluck, pardon me, potluck if you get hit by it. And shreds men, right? Getting shot by a rifle or an assault rifle or something. It's relatively clean. It's relatively straightforward, relatively. Or a tiny little hole in you. And maybe the exit wound is a big, horrible, terrible wound. But that's it. As bad as that is. But artillery will rip you all to pieces. Blow you into obscure and crazy shapes. I've got some content about various World War One stuff on Epochs behind the paywall. Did a mini series recently all about Verdun, the Battle of Verdun in 1916, and how artillery is just a nightmarish thing. If you're facing an artillery bombardment, if you're under bombardment, it's nightmarish for you because just at any moment a shell could come down and maim you in the most horrific ways you can imagine. That's that war in the Ukraine and Russia. Terrible. Terrible. Every day it goes on, like World War One or World War Two. The casualties are so high that it's a case that every day it continues, almost every hour, you can almost count on the number of casualties there will be. The sooner it comes to an end, the better. Of course, obviously. That's not a hot take, is it? I hope it does. All right. Allies admit Starmer is too weak to sack Streeting after coup speculation. Right, yeah, there you go. That's what I was just talking about, wasn't it? He's too weak to even sack his the biggest Judas in his cabinet. Health Secretary pledges support. That is Streeting, the Health Secretary. He pledges support. Uneasy ceasefire descends within the cabinet. Cabinet ordered to buckle down. Yeah, right. That regime, Starmer's regime, is in its death throes, isn't it? It's sounding its death rattle. It is moribund. Commerce Secretary Lutnick, this is in the United States, the Commerce Secretary in the federal United States government, Lutnick, is it Howard Lutnick, reveals he visited Sex Offenders Island in 2012. That's interesting. This Howard Lutnick, look into him if you're interested at all in that sort of thing, if you haven't heard about him. He's an interesting fellow. He's a Jewish man who lived next door to Epstein in New York, and he lived there before Epstein lived there, so i.e. when that massive mansion, $70 million mansion, that used to belong to Leslie Wexner, look into him, another Jewish man with allegedly very close ties to Israeli intelligence. He's never admitted it, but everyone who knows anything about Les Wexner says, yeah, yeah, he's massively in, on the inside of Israeli intelligence. Howard Lucknick lived next door to him, literally the next mansion over, just lived next door to him. And then when Les Wexner just gave that mansion to Epstein, just signed it over to him for no money, or like $1 or something. It was like, it's a super, super weird thing when Wexner just gives Epstein that mansion. Okay, on that day. This is Lutnick's story, by the way. This is his account of it. Have I said this before on The Breakfast Show? I can't remember. All the content I make sort of merges into one. Apologies if I've said this before. Maybe I said it on the main podcast, or maybe it was on State of Politics. State of Politics. But I'll tell you again real quick then. He said when Epstein first moved in, him and his wife were invited over just for a cup of tea, just for some afternoon sandwiches and a cup of tea or something. So they went over there to see their new neighbour. Nice Jewish boy, Jeff. Right, they go in, everything's fine, everything's normal. Have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever it was. Then Epstein shows Lutnick into another room. And apparently the room had like a massage table in it. And at that point, Lutnick thinks this is weird. Just that, just like as weird as that is, it's not that weird, is it? A massage table in one particular room. But just that, Lutnick says in an interview not that long ago, saying, oh, at that point I realised that this Epstein was a weird, dodgy person, and me and my wife want nothing to do with him. And so on the strength of that, just seeing a massage table, on the strength of that, me and my wife made our excuses immediately and left. And as we were walking back to our mansion next door, we said to ourselves, we'll never go in that building again. We'll have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein ever again. We don't need anything sordid like that in our lives. That was it. That was the story. And apparently he had nothing to do with Epstein ever since then. It's now shown that all of that is complete nonsense. Well, I mean, that might have happened, but he definitely saw Epstein loads more times after that, was close to him in some way, right? He went to his island. So just pure lies from Lutnick then, in that interview where he said that. Lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. I don't know how you do it. I kind of know how you could do it in be in public, in the public eye. Not just this, not just some YouTuber, but I mean actually holding office or something. You know, being someone of actual importance, and just lying like that. Just a whole string of lies, a whole narrative that's completely false, and just sit there with the cameras on you, and just lie through your teeth massively when it's also as well, when it's probably, if people did the research and investigation, would be shown to be a lie as well. How could you do that? The chutzpah. The chutzpah that requires. There you go. I think it's fair to say, I don't think I could be sued for libel or defamation or anything to call Commerce Secretary Lutnick a liar then. Because in that interview I saw with him, seems to have lied. Seems to. Just cover my back slightly there. All right, let's move on. Howard Lucknick, scumbag, one way or another. No doubt about that. All right, the Eye paper. Starmer's ex-Number 10 spin doctor loses Labour whip over link to sex offender. So that's this guy who's the ex-communications director at Number 10. He had connections to another paedophile, not Jeffrey Epstein, completely different one. Well, the little blurb here says, well, his name's Lord Doyle, the Lord Doyle, is suspended after campaigning for Labour councillor who was charged with possessing indecent images of children. He was told to give up the whip when the Eye paper approached Number 10. Former Downing Street comms chief was given peerage by PM in December last year, just last year. And he took his seat in the Lords last month, despite questions over links to convicted paedophile. Two Labour MPs urged Starmer to act in meeting on Monday night. Number 10 faces questions on timeline. Lord Doyle apologises to victims. There you go. And the story is, I mean, there's one thing to have campaigned on behalf of someone and been friends with someone and not knowing that they were a monster or a paedophile or whatever. Right? That's sort of okay in the sense that you just simply didn't know. You know, maybe you were friends with a serial killer and no one suspected they were a serial killer. It comes out they're a serial killer. That's no fault of yours, is it? If you really didn't know, nobody knew. That's one thing, isn't it? If you genuinely didn't know. But that's not what this is. The guy had been convicted for what, indecent images of children or whatever before this. So the Lord Doyle and anyone else would have known, absolutely would have known. So again, it's a bit like the Epstein thing, isn't it? It's one thing to say, oh, I was friends with Jeffrey Epstein in like the late 90s and only vaguely and really didn't know any of his depravities and crimes. Okay. That's okay. You can't be held accountable, can you, for that? You haven't done anything wrong if that's the case. But you know, after his conviction, public knowledge out in the public domain, after his conviction for paedophilia, then to still be close to him and be friends with him, and there's no way you couldn't have known. That's a completely different kettle of fish, isn't it? All right. Anyway, the Lord Doyle in a spot of a bother. The Express Soul. It's a good paper. They run with Tory leader Olukemi Badenoch says the government is hammering shops out of existence with their taxes. Yeah. Labour's taxes are shameful assault on High Street, says Olukemi. Yeah, they're trying to destroy the High Street, aren't they? I mean, the state of the High Streets these days. Take Swindon, for example. It's a very, very normal town in the sense that you could be in any number of towns in the whole of England or even Britain. A lot of them are very, very similar type of High Street, right? And it's just been decimated. It's just decimated. It's just like a... It's terribly sad, if anything else. Like you've got a couple of Greggs, a McDonald's, maybe a couple of McDonald's, a bunch of Poundlands, loads and loads of vape shops, which are entirely empty and run by foreigners. Obviously fronts for money laundering or people smuggling or organised crime of some type. Loads and loads of hairdressers. Turkish hairdressers that are actually run by Syrians or Iraqis or whatever. They're Turkish hairdressers though. Most of them are, again, fronts for money laundering. You can only pay by cash. Money laundering, people smuggling, organised crime of every stripe. Loads of the shops are just boarded up and closed down. A couple of big pound lands. That's it. That's what it is now, the High Street. Maybe you've got a Tesco. Terrible. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah, she's not wrong. I mean, the Tories are to blame, really. It was over the 14 years of their rule that this largely happened. Labour's making it worse, certainly not doing anything to help the situation. But it's a Tory thing. The Tories are responsible for that, mostly, aren't they? But now she's trying to pour scorn on Labour for hammering shops out of existence. It was the Tory party that mostly did that. Olukemi. You think we don't remember? I think we're idiot children that have got a memory that's under 18 months long. The cheek of it. The cheek of it. There's a picture of Melania. Still pretty good for her age, I suppose. Okay, the Daily Star. The Star, they've gone with something slightly different. For anyone who doesn't know, perhaps you're an American or foreign, or perhaps you don't particularly pay very, very close attention to the news. Number 10 Downing Street has got a cat. His name's Larry. Larry the cat. And the Star go with, get me out of here. Actually, as a pun, there's much worse ones, aren't there? Like the other day, there was material goals. Like a pun on Madonna's Material Girls. Material Goals. That's really weak. At least get me out of here. It's a slightly better pun, isn't it? You don't have to do puns at all. You don't have to. Don't know why newspapers feel the need to do puns. Okay, get me out of here. Larry, the number 10 cat, looks like he wants out. They've got a little caption there where Larry is supposed to be saying, they're all having kittens. I mean, it's slop, isn't it? Real slop. Let's just move on. PM's a limp lettuce. Again, they're going with the thing they started with, the Liz Truss era. Is that like a weak or moribund prime minister premiership is lettuce-like in some way? A lettuce. Right. If okay, fine. The Mirror. Yeah, about stabbings. So knives epidemic in our schools. This is a different kid. This poor kid was just walking home. Literally did nothing. Walking home, some other kid, slightly older kid, stabbed randomly for no reason in a park, stabbed him to death. His name's Leo. Leo was gentle and kind. The heartbreak will never end. Dad's anger as laughing teen who killed his son 12 shows no remorse in court. Sentencing on same day, two boys, 12 and 13, are stabbed and lad of 13 is held. Yeah, so... Yeah, just terribly, terribly sad. Again, you don't want to look at... They don't really want to look at the types of people doing this, why they would have done it, the malaise in society that would cause people to do that. Teenage stabbers stabbing people at random. Don't want to look at that. Won't talk about that. It's just heartbreak, just tragedy. Just a tragedy. Like there's really bad weather and a tree fell on a car and killed someone. Just a tragedy. You couldn't help it. There's no way you could ever foresee or that or do anything about it. That's not what it is it? That's not what's going on. But they won't talk about it. Right? That 13-year-old screaming Allahu Akbar while stabbing some kids in a classroom in a school he didn't go to. I mean, they won't talk about it, will they? They just won't talk about it. Terrified of it. Again, flies in the face of their multicultural, multi-ethnic, globalist worldview. We can't have that. How many innocent children need to be murdered or raped? There's no upper number for them, for these globalists. There's no number. Can't last forever. That paradigm cannot last forever, will not last forever. The Daily Mail, the Mail Group is filth. It is filth. Slop pretending it's not really slop. Teen held for terror stabbing of boys 12 and 13 in class. Witnesses claim attacker 13 shouted Allahu Akbar during rampage at London school. Okay. Okay, let's move on. The Sun, what slop was The Sun giving us today? Inquest open into BBC Star. So there's the show Strictly Come Dancing, where they'll get a professional dancer and a celebrity to be dance partners over a number of weeks. And they'll dance in front of some dance judges and they'll score them how good they are. It's terrible. I hate it. I was forced to watch it by a girlfriend or a partner over the years a few times. It's so vapid. It's so vapid. It's so worthless. Look at these dancing buffoons. Don't worry about your country being destroyed in front of your very eyes. Or that it's not safe to go outside. Don't worry about that. Just watch these dancing buffoons. All right. So this guy was a professional dancer, one of the professional ones, and he committed suicide. And in his note, apparently he said that he was sacked. He was on Strictly for 4 seasons, and then they let him go. And he said that sort of destroyed him. Tragic dancer Robin overdosed and left suicide note saying, I was destroyed by Strictly. It's sad for him and his family, but don't care. All right, the Metro. Really? Really? The Metro, Home Alone menace is locked up. They go with something a bit different. It's kind of funny. Going down in flames. 7 years in jail for drug dealer who filled house with booby traps like movie hero Kevin. There you go. It's quite funny, quite interesting. I didn't bother reading it because it's pure slop. But assuming, and I am just assuming, I don't know, assuming no one was terribly injured, no cops or anything were injured or killed, then that's just funny. Filled his house with booby traps. Tins of paint on a string. Red hot doorknob. I don't know. I didn't bother reading it. And I've got no intention of reading it. All right, so that's the front pages. Let's have a look at the actual websites. Or first, we've got the poll, Daily Poll. Daily Poll, bring it out for me, Harry. Make it so. Engage. Oh, he's clicking around. Any moment now. Any moment now. Stay with us. Stay with us. Hold tight. Harry, what are you doing? Bro. Okay, there it is. All right. We asked... Oh, I'd forgotten what we'd asked. Today, a bit of a funny one. We asked, is space fake and gay? Because I love space, right? Space history, space news, the future of space exploration. And on Twitter, from time to time, quite often like post something about space. Something or other. I've written a few articles about it. Talk about it on here sometimes, don't I? And whenever you do, there'll always be a couple of people. Not always, but very often, there'll be a couple of people, maybe more than a couple, who say, it's all fake. And or gay. It's all fake. Like all the images you get from Hubble or James Webb or whatever, Spitzer, all of that. That's all fake. You can't trust anything NASA ever do or say ever. People have never gone to the moon. They've never gone to low Earth. Some people even go as far as low Earth orbit isn't. That's not real. That's all fake. That's all been faked. And it's just nonsense. You know, some people, usually what the type of Christians say, like, you can't even trust that the stars are really burning balls of gas millions of miles away. There's a firmament above us. And they're pricks in the firmament, like a real medieval idea. Anyway, but I'm a pro-science guy, right? I'm a pro-space guy. So I'm somewhere between being irked and amused when people say space is fake. All right, so I asked you today, because we've sort of done the Starmer Mountain thing a bit, haven't we, over the last few days. I just thought I would ask you guys whether you think space is fake. And gay. They came back. Oh, a bit disappointing, really. 54% of you, so a majority, say no, it isn't. So you're with me on that one. 13% said not sure. 32% said yes. I don't know if I'm being trolled there. I hope I'm being trolled. That there's not 32% of you think space is fake. I really do hope that. There you go. There you go. A little bit disappointing. Still a win. No, 54%. But, yeah, I'd hoped from a lot higher than that. I'd hoped in the 80s or even 90s. All right, let's move on. Just a bit of a funny one. Just shy of 1,000 votes in there, so. It's just ticked down 32%. All right, well, okay. All right, let's look at the websites then. What have we got? What have we got in the BBC? We'll move over the any things that were on the front pages. All right, yeah, so this is a big story this morning in Canada, in British Columbia, on the western side of Canada, somewhere above Vancouver. There's been a mass killing event. This BBC says 9 killed and 25 injured in shooting at school and home in Canada. Pardon me. Quite a few voice cracks, eh? In Canada. That's what you get for smoking for like 35 years or whatever. Yeah, I've seen already somewhere else saying that the death toll has now risen to 10. And so some person went on a shooting rampage and then killed themselves, it seems like, at the end of it. Maybe killed people in their own family, went to school, did a shooting, and then killed themselves. Early reports say, although the BBC hasn't reported it, but somewhere else has, they were wearing a dress. A man, believe, It's still sort of breaking news at the moment. Well, this morning anyway. It might have happened over the course of the night, UK time. But when I went to bed last night, this hadn't happened yet. So it's sort of effectively for me, first thing in the morning, GMT. It's breaking news. Yeah, in a dress. So make of that what you will. US lawmakers tell BBC Andrew should testify over Epstein files. Yeah, this is one of the story at the moment that people on the Hill, Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., the United States, they are asking now for Andrew to go and testify there and tell them everything he knows about Epstein and things. He doesn't have to go. There's no law compelling him to go. But, you know, it doesn't look good if you don't. It's like if the police ask you to come to the station for questions, but you're not under arrest. Technically, you could say no, right? I'll get a solicitor. Am I under arrest? No, well, I'm not coming then. You can do that, right? And then they'll probably arrest you if they really want to question you. If they don't, they're just like, we just want to ask you some questions. And if you just say no, it raises their suspicions, doesn't it? I mean, fairly rightly, but say, will Andrew ever do? I suspect, I might be wrong. This take might be terribly wrong, but I suspect Andrew would be like, in his own mind, no, of course I'm not going to go to the United States and answer questions about Epstein. That's the last thing I'm going to do. Last time I tried to answer any questions about Epstein with Emily Maitlis, it was one of the biggest car crash moments of my entire life. So no, I'm not going to go onto the Hill and get grilled by James Comer. Thank you, no thank you. I imagine that's what Andrew's position will be on it. But they want him to. Can't compel him to, though, at this stage. All right. Fear and alienation. Senior co-op staff complain of toxic culture at the top. Yeah, the co-op. Lots of boomers think the co-op is the best thing ever. Is it? Isn't it a bit commie? Is it that great? Heard rumblings about the way the co-op actually conducts itself for many a year. Not particularly nice, as I understand it. All right, sunbed ads targeting at young people. Okay, don't care about sunbeds. Chris Mason, an opinion writer for the BBC, says, smiles of a survivor as Starmer attempts his latest reset. Yes, quick click on that real quick. This was Starmer yesterday, after he'd survived on Monday, pretending everything's fine. It's all laughs and smiles, not wearing a tie, sleeves rolled up, having a great old time. Everything's all good. Yeah, right. Putting on the brave face. All right. Sanction busting shadow ships, sort of Russian shadow ships, are increasing. The big question is what to do about them. All right. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Oh, there's one story there. It keeps popping up in the news. I didn't really want to cover it over the last few days because I'm not sure it's sort of all that important or anything, but like really important, but it's not. This story doesn't seem to be going away. There's a news anchor in the United States called Nancy Guthrie, and her mum, her really old mum, who's in like her 80s, has been kidnapped. It's somewhere in the Midwest, I think. I might be wrong about this. I only briefly scanned an article a couple of times. I haven't looked into all the details, but I think it's in like Utah maybe, or New Mexico, somewhere like that. And yeah, her like 80-something-year-old mum has been kidnapped by like masked people. And this Nancy Guthrie is like, you know, a TV personality in America. She did appeals on camera. Please give my mum back. If you've got any information out there, please let us know, all that sort of stuff. And now someone's been, and this is over the weekend and the last few days. And, so it's just that's a story that it keeps popping up. And I haven't covered it yet because I didn't want to, but it doesn't seem to be going away. So I thought I'd mention it to you. If you rely on the Beau Show for all your news. All right, let's see what else on ITV News. This story, this guy, asylum seeker, an Afghan asylum seeker, who was only in the country for about 4 months, 5 months or something, went to a school playground, abducted a 12-year-old girl, raped her, and took pictures and/or video of it on his phone. Thanks, Jenrick. Thanks for that, Jenrick. Robert Jenrick. Reform MP, Robert Jenrick. Thanks for that. You're at least in part responsible for that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's been done to us. Okay, UK to deploy more troops to Norway in response to Putin's Arctic threat. Not really, though. We've got like 1,000 Royal Marines deployed in Norway. And we're going to make it 2,000 over the next 3 years. Oh, God, the Kremlin's going to be shaking in their boots about that one, aren't they? All right. Sky News. Again, the sort of the main breaking story is that mass shooting in Canada. Trump told ex-police chief, everyone knew about Epstein's behaviour, FBI file says. Yeah, after a certain point, certainly after his conviction, but I think long before that, going back to the 90s, anyone that was around Epstein for any amount of time, really, would have known realistically, wouldn't they? The Daily Mail. Mass shooter in a dress. Kills 9 and leaves 25 injured in Canada high school rampage before taking own life. So he was wearing a dress. Sarah Ferguson has been in the United Arab Emirates and is plotting astonishing comeback as she tells friends, I need to get back to work, I need money. Do you need money, Fergie? Do you? Told you she's a gross, always has been a pretty despicable, gross gold digger. Rank. One of the rankest human beings you'll come across. So again, something about the royals, something about Blair. Okay, the commander of the NATO's navy has passed from an English or British admiral to a US one. No biggie. They're trying to make out like that's important. It's not really. The sun's full of slop, so just a few seconds, no more than a few seconds. That Strictly Come Dancing dancer, his struggle and suicide. The kid who shouted Allahu Akbar while he was stabbing innocent people. Okay. Jake Paul's girlfriend. I think she won a medal. Was she in this Winter Olympics and won a medal? Jake Paul's girlfriend. There you go. Peter Crouch's girlfriend. There you go. A Man United fan who hasn't cut his hair in a long time. Total slop, isn't it? Just the worst type of slop. Which bars are good and which ones aren't. I mean, it's just slop. Let's move on. All right, let's hop across the pond. The New York Slimes, they go with that Canada shooting. On the Epstein file stuff, they say, the ties that bound Peter Mandelson to Jeffrey Epstein. So even America, in New York, they're talking about Mandelson. It's funny, though, I did see on the steps of a courthouse yesterday a couple of the key congressmen that were involved in making the Jeffrey Epstein Transparency Act, talking about that now that they, some congressmen and women, are able to view completely unredacted files. It'll take them years to go through it, literally, because it's only a few of them. They were saying, asking the question, posing the question, why is it the United States isn't having any sort of massive fallout from all this? Even in Britain, the government is teetering on the brink. Resignations all over the place. The King of England making statements and on and on and on. Just about Mandelson. Just about, why is it in the United States when there's dozens, maybe of hundreds of people implicated in it? Is there no real... there's no real massive fallout from it. Loads of people resigning and loads of disgrace and criminal charges being brought all over the place. Why is nothing like that happening in the United States? Still sort of trying to pretend it's not really real. Trying to pretend it's a hoax. Remember when Trump was saying that? Not very long ago. It's a hoax. It's a Democrat hoax. You're still talking about this? You're still talking about this guy? It's a hoax. It's not a hoax though, is it? Is Jeffrey Epstein's emails to Ehud Barak a hoax? An FBI report saying he was trained to be a spy by Ehud Barak. Is that a hoax? Jeffrey Epstein saying he represents the Rothschilds and that the Goyim are here to serve them. Is that a hoax? Sorry, Donald, is that a hoax? What are you talking about, mate? Hoax. All right. The Washington Post. DC grand jury declines to indict six Democrat lawmakers. Federal prosecutors launched an investigation into lawmakers after they released a short video advising current military members to reject illegal orders. Yeah, so Democrats acting like enemies of the state. Not going to face any problems with that. That's fine, apparently, as far as a DC grand jury is concerned. FBI cited debunked claims to obtain warrant for Fulton County voting records document show. You say so. Democrat governors threatened to boycott Trump dinner over exclusions. Yeah, right. All right, next. That's how I think a lot of people, the reason why the Washington Post has had to fire a third of its staff and the CEO and is in terrible, terrible trouble, sort of existential trouble, the Washington Post, is because of that. The way I just read a few headlines and then dismissed it. Just like, yeah, all right, whatever. Next, I'm going to look at something else then. Loads of people, that's how they treat the Washington Post now. In America, I imagine. The actual readership. Even the readership are like... What nonsense is this? Next, well, I'm not carrying on. All right, let's go down under. How good? All right. Go for your life, mate. I looked up this yesterday. I said there was an article about Grace Tame, one Grace Tame. And there's a headline about make the Intifada go global, which is in the headline again, saying no contribution to the truth. That's a quote. No contribution to the truth. Grace Tame spreads misinformation in defense of anti-Semitic chant. So I was like, okay, I'll look up who Grace Tame is. I've never heard of her before. In Australia, maybe really quite famous, but I'd never heard of her before. Turns out she's a nobody. She's a Nepo baby. She's the daughter of some cricketer and like an activist now. So a nobody Nepo baby, attention seeking, probably champagne socialist Islamophile. A nobody. An agent provocateur. A cancer on Australian society, as far as I can tell. All right. A bit more about politics, various politics that's going on in Australia. Let's move on. Wasn't much in Japan or Australia. Let's have a quick look at the Rooskies. So we're getting towards the top of the hour. US attempts... to link trade to Ukraine conflict, unacceptable, says a senior Russian diplomat. Well, yeah, from the Russian point of view, maybe it is, but what has happened? That's been happening for years now. And you can say it's unacceptable, and from your point of view, I suppose it is, but it's not really news, is it? There wasn't anything particularly interesting from the Russians. Let's have a look at Germany. It's funny, I think Germany build... was particularly sloppy this morning, so just a few seconds where they lead with the Canada shooting, but then a bus crash, classic build fare there, isn't it? Just a bus, a coach has crashed. There's an asterisk, some sort of asterisk theme park, and they're looking to recruit people to play Asterix and Obelix. I loved Asterix as a kid, I loved it, you know, being a history nerd. When I was a little kid, I wasn't that interested in Tintin. You go to a library in the 80s. You go to a library because there was no internet, literally no internet. It wasn't a thing. So if you wanted a book on something, you'd physically go to the library and there'd be a kids section and there'd always be loads of Tintin books and loads of Asterix books. Does anyone remember this? Anyone who's British of a certain age will know exactly what I'm talking about. I was never that interested in Tintin. He seemed like too much of a goody-goody. I never really identified with Tintin. They're all right. But Asterix, I loved Asterix. I tried to read every single one whenever there was found a new Asterix or experience. Anyway, yeah, you can make a decent amount of money if you go and dress up as Asterix here, Build is telling you. That's important, according to the editors of Build. Don't worry about loads of other stuff that's going on in Germany. Again, the fabric of the society being ripped apart by mass immigration, the insane amount of violent and sex crime. Just look at someone dressed up as Asterix. On certain sex cruises, the Bild sent a reporter on a nudist cruise, and he's reporting that, oh dear, a flamingo, i.e. an inflatable pink flamingo, means the desire to swap partners. Important stuff. Important journalism out of Bild this morning. There you go. All right, the froggies, what the French talk about. Macron's failed bet to achieve full employment by 2027 has failed, yeah. Little blurb says, the French president set a goal of reducing the unemployment rate to 5% by the end of his second term. That target has become unattainable, according to figures from the National Statistics Office, published on Tuesday, which shows a 0.6% increase over the past year, reaching 7.9%. So Macron is such a failure, isn't he, as a leader? I feel like there's all sorts of parallels with him and Starmer. Just being sort of this crappy leftist, wishy-washy nothing, just undermining and destroying his nation at most turns. And trying to pretend to the rest of the world he's not doing that, and that he's really virtuous and doing the right thing, and he's the right man for the job and all that stuff. Macron, I think history will judge him relatively harshly. All right, let's move on. Is there any particularly interesting science things? Japan's election result could bring a research funding boost. Okay. Snapping shrimp use headgear to protect their brains from shockwaves. They would need to, those snapping shrimp. That's quite a powerful hit they've got there. Fire at German particle accelerator could delay multi-billion dollar project. That's a shame. I always think that's a shame when something like that happens. If you remember the Large Hadron Collider, before it went online, there was some sort of problem with one of their super-cooled magnets for a while, set the whole thing back a year or whatever. Shame, if you're into science and all that sort of thing. So there was a fire at a German particle accelerator. All right, in space, there was only, I think, there wasn't a great deal of news, or that Amazon have got the go-ahead to launch loads and loads and loads of satellites for their, pardon me, for their version of Starlink, some sort of equivalent. A mass array of hundreds or thousands of, pardon me, do you beg your pardon? Thousands of satellites. So Amazon and Bezos have got the green light for that. All right, let's have a look at what happened on this day in history. So we're drawing very close to 9 a.m. Okay. On the 11th of February... God. This was bound to happen at some point when you do enough live shows that you either get like hiccups, really bad hiccups that you can't control, or you have a coughing fit, or as I've got right now. You ever get that feeling where it feels like someone fired a speck of dust at high velocity to the back of your throat? That's what I've got right now. That's what it feels like. Okay, I'll try and power through. One day I'll get hiccups on live stream and can't stop it. Be hiccuping for 40 minutes. All right. This is live, people. This is live TV for you. Live from the internet. Okay, I think I've largely recovered. My eyes nearly watering. All right, on the 11th of February, in the year 660 BC, it's the traditional date for the founding of Japan by Emperor Jimmu. There you go, fascinating. I've got a couple of different bits of content on epochs about Japanese history, medieval and ancient Japanese history. Check that out. On this day in 1858... the first vision of the Virgin Mary to 14-year-old Bernadette of Lourdes in France. So anyone who doesn't know, this particular girl, Bernadette, young woman, in the late 1850s, said that she'd seen an apparition of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. People believed her. The Catholic Church a few years later signed off and it said, yes, that's real, that's a real thing. And people to this day go to Lourdes, Catholics, will go to Lourdes in the hope of seeing Our Lady. There's like a cave there. You can go there and pray and whatever and hope to be cured of any sort of ailments you've got, all sorts of things. There you go. All right. On this day in 1929, Vatican City, the world's smallest country, becomes an enclave of Rome. Yeah, so if you do the maths there, you'll see that it was under Mussolini that all that happened. Kind of interesting. On this day in 1945, Yalta. Oh, yeah, big one. Declaration of Liberated Europe is signed at the Yalta Conference by Roosevelt, Churchill and Stalin, declaring that liberated nations are to establish democratic governments through free elections. Of course, the Georgian, the Loper, Yugoshvili, Stalin, didn't abide by that. But Yalta is a very, 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 very important turning point in history. The leaders of the Allies met at a few different places before the war ended. Because, you know, if we're talking about February 1945, the war isn't over yet. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. The Allies are going to win. But they haven't won yet. It's still a few months. Or is it April before it finally ends? But they know they're going to win by February 1945. They'd already met at like Casablanca at one point earlier in the war. They'd already met at like Tehran at one point. I think that was in 43. They'd met a few times and decided what they're going to do. Their overall war strategy. But Yalta is the big one because loads and loads of things were decided in Yalta. The world we live in today, in many ways, many profound ways, was set in motion, was decided by what those three men decided amongst themselves at Yalta. Really big thing. If you're interested in the modern world, the 20th century, World War II, the Cold War, anything like that, really, read up about Yalta. Watch documentaries about Yalta. And how Stalin played Roosevelt and Churchill, basically. Yeah, they all agreed that any liberated nations will have a democratic... Yeah, that worked out well for Eastern Europe, didn't it? That worked out well for East Germany, didn't it? It's what you do if you get in bed, politically, with a devil. Like Yusuf Yugoshvili. A communist mass murderer. Among the most evil people in history, Stalin, I would put him up there. He's more evil than someone like Mao, even though Mao's responsible for probably more death. He's more evil. Like sadistic. Truly sadistic. All right. On this day, 1975, Margaret Thatcher defeats Edward Heath for leadership of the British Conservative Party. Okay, she becomes Prime Minister, 4 years later? On this day in 1990, Nelson Mandela is released after 27 years of imprisonment in South Africa. There you go, free Nelson Mandela. Don't worry about what crimes he committed to be put in prison for 27 years. Or you think it was just evil white South Africans that put him in prison for no reason because they were scared of how powerful he was. No, he committed some terrible crimes. Terrible, terrible, violent crimes. Part of a paramilitary organisation that did bombing campaigns that targeted white people specifically. Blowing up women and children. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Never asked you. They never talk about that. Why was Nelson Mandela in prison for 27 years? Don't want you to ask that. Meanwhile, there's a statue to him in Parliament Square. Brilliant. A terrorist. Okay. Let's end out the show, shall we? Pardon me. It is now 3 minutes past nine. So let's have a look at the Rumble Rants and the YouTube Super Chats. Harry, can you make that appear on my screen for me? Okay, brilliant. All right, so there's the YouTube Super Chats say, Lamy is Markang says, I know it will never make the mainstream media, but you ought to give some coverage to Rupert Lowe's rape gang inquiry. Keep up the good work. Yes, absolutely. Sorry, I said I would do that. Yes, you're absolutely right. 100% right. Okay, tomorrow I'll do that. Yes, I'm slightly annoyed at myself that I didn't do that. I meant to do that yesterday. I meant to do it on Monday, yesterday, and today. But then you get wrapped up in the stuff and you do the front pages I've got like a bit of a momentum going and it goes out of my mind. But yes, you're absolutely right. I will do it. I'll try and make sure I do that tomorrow. 100%. And thank you for the bit of money you've sent there. The Fenlander, 1665, said, they say see it to believe it. Have you been? Are you talking about space? I haven't been in space, no. But I have seen it, if you believe that space telescopes and Earth-based telescopes are real. If you accept that, then we've seen it, haven't we? I accept that optical telescopes are real. I accept the science of optics. Okay. Meg Mib, I might be reading that wrong, but Meg Mib 67 says, any plans, thoughts on extending the breakfast show to 2 hours? Yeah, we're not going to do that. That's quite difficult. I mean, it's not... I make it look easy, don't I? I make it look easy. 2 hours, that's actually a significant ask. That's actually just on my own as well, with no one to bounce off or anything. But I don't know, it is nice that people would want that, that anyone would want that. That's flattering. But an hour or an hour and a bit, it's often more like an hour and 10, even an hour and 15 sometimes, isn't it? That's already sort of, that's about right. To do 2 hours every single morning, 5 days a week without fail, that is significantly more of an ask. I don't know if many of you have ever sat there and just monologued for an hour. And then do exactly the same thing the next day and over again. Anyway, the point is, I've got no immediate plans to stretch it to 2 hours, but it is flattering that anyone would want such a thing. So thank you. Thank you for the super chat. All right, Freedom Bombs says, Politico EU might give a better insight of continental politics. Okay. And I can't believe I'm paying money to promote a leftist media outlet. Lamau, help me. Yeah, no, interesting. Maybe we will look at that then. I think from time to time, I think, in fact, definitely from time to time, I'll change out some of my links here or there. We're going to change the Chinese one to something else because Xinhua is just too dry. We're going to do that. Like, we used to do Channel 4 news. We've scrapped that, right? Very nearly changed the German one, but decided not to. So we will, can and will look at changing some of the links we go to on a daily basis. And so Politico EU, maybe then. Yeah, I'll certainly consider it, seriously consider it. All right, well, thanks for that. That's all the super chats there are this morning. It is now 7 minutes past 9 in the AM, Greenwich Mean Time, on Wednesday the 11th of February in the year of our Lord 2026. You have been watching The Bo Show, Breakfast with Bo, The Lotus Eaters Breakfast Club, Bo's Breakfast Club, hashtag The Real BBC. You've been the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers. Thank you for watching. Try and make the best of the day ahead. I know I say it every day, but I really do mean it. You only have this day once in history. You really do. You feel like you've got endless, especially when you're young, you feel like you've got endless days. You can just waste this one. Doesn't matter. Just not really going to do anything. Don't do that. Don't think like that. Try and make it count. Try and do something of value, if you can. I know you can't always, but if you can, carpe diem, seize the day. All right then, until tomorrow morning, take care.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.